There has been a break in the fighting between Israelis and Palestinians. A ceasefire started to take hold last week, and the two sides are scheduled to meet today in Egypt, where they'll discuss what they want as part of a longer-term peace deal. The most recent conflict lasted 8 days in mid-November. It left dozens of Palestinians and 6 Israelis dead. Palestinians fired rockets from the region of Gaza that exploded in Israeli communities, and Israel launched airstrikes targeting Palestinian militants that also caused civilian casualties. Israeli forces had been preparing for a possible invasion of Gaza last week. That's when the U.S., the U.N., and Egypt got involved, helping get the two sides to agree to a ceasefire. That happened last Wednesday, and though there has been some limited fighting since then, the ceasefire appears to be holding. Egypt, meanwhile, is having some trouble of its own. In the capital city of Cairo, where massive protests led to the ouster of its former leader in 2011, there were clashes yesterday. They were between protesters and government forces. Many Egyptians are angry with their new president, Mohamed Morsi. Last Thursday, Morsi issued this edict that basically says any decree or law that he has made since he took office cannot be overturned by Egyptian courts until a new constitution is finished. That could happen in 6 months, and that, along with some of his other actions, has some Egyptians calling him a dictator. Morsi is promising his new powers are only temporary. China is the third stop in our international coverage today, something you don't see very often. A house on a highway. Look at this. A neighborhood was torn down to make way for the road you see right here. But the farmer who lives in this house says the government offered him $35,000 to leave his property when he paid $95,000 to build it. The government raised the offer to $41,000, but that still wasn't enough for the farmer. So officials literally built the road around the house. It's not yet open to traffic, and a local official expects the homeowner to work out a deal with the government soon. But this has become symbolic of the struggle between Chinese homeowners and a government that they say doesn't offer them enough money to relocate.